Here's a good news story and one that's very close to home. It's headed former local reporter honoured by the King. A journalist who trained on the Braintree and Witham Times was among Essex residents honoured in the King's birthday honours list. Wendy Brading, then Wendy Minster, was made a Member of the British Empire, MBE, for services to journalism. She joined Essex County Newspapers, later to become NewsQuest Essex, in 1986 at Braintree, before moving to the then Witham office and onto the Evening Gazette at Colchester. She met her husband Steve while working on the Braintree and Witham Times. Her first editor was Ray Hardesty, now Secretary of Mid-Essex Talking News. He said, "Congratulations to Wendy, who has flown the flag for journalism so well in her career. She sailed through her training in our offices, was a pleasure to work with, and achieved many successes in her career. In 2013, she won the EDF Energy East of England Award for Community Campaign of the Year for her work on Cassie's Law, and the campaign also won special recognition at the Society of Editors Awards. It was launched following the death of teenager Cassie McCord. Cassie was standing on the pavement in Head Street, Colchester, when a car driven by pensioner Colin Horsfall drove into her. 3 days earlier, police had appealed to Mr. Horsfall, who was 87, to surrender his driving license after he drove the wrong way into a petrol station and failed an eyesight test. He refused, and the police had to apply to the DVLA to rescind his license. However, in the meantime, he drove again and killed Cassie, who was 16. The campaign, led by Cassie's mother, Jackie, sought a change in the law to allow police officers to temporarily seize a driver's license when they were considered unfit to drive. A petition of 46,000 names was presented to the government, which agreed to implement Cassie's Law. Mum of two, Wendy, 59, said, "I feel incredibly honoured to be recognised in the King's Birthday Honours List. I first entered a newsroom on work experience at the age of 14 and retired as a journalist 45 years later. I have always believed journalism is a force for good. It's a cornerstone of democracy and is vital for holding authority to account, exposing wrongdoing, celebrating achievement, and giving a voice to those who would not otherwise be heard. Without journalists, corruption thrives and truth is lost." She added, "I feel utterly humbled to be made an MBE. The plaudits should go to those courageous journalists who risk their lives to show the world what's going on in war zones, such as Ukraine and the Middle East. However, as a local paper journalist, I hope I have served my community with integrity and hope I have made a difference." Other honours include an MBE for William Heron of Malden, Managing Director of Stevenson's of Essex, for services to passenger transport.